Wastewater, we call all the water that went through some sort of use. It could be used in a domestic space and for washing the dishes and flushing the toilet, etc., but also industrial wastewater or agricultural wastewater. Agricultural wastewater, which is the biggest component, that's water that we apply to the field through irrigation, and then is agricultural drainage water coming back to the water system. So all the water that went through some sort of use, we call wastewater.
And as the name implies, this water, it just goes to waste simply. Yeah. Is there some way of using this water?
Wastewater, I think the largest use is in agriculture. So after water has been used for some purposes, it can be reused or utilized for irrigating agricultural fields. Then you can offset the problems of water scarcity, particularly in arid countries. Furthermore, the wastewater often has nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, also potassium, which are very important for plant growth. So it's also a fertilizer at the same time. But also there can be interesting metals, certainly in industrial wastewater, that can be recycled and reused to keep our cell phones up and running, etc. And finally, there's also organic material in the wastewater. That organic material can be used to produce energy.
Are countries already taking advantage of this resource?
Well, not enough. Globally, more than 80% of the wastewater that we generate is not used, and it's not collected and treated. So we discharge it into the environment either without any treatment or without proper treatment. So there's huge potential in utilizing this resource much better, particularly in the developing world, where more than 90% of the wastewater is not treated.
Earlier you mentioned, you know, that agriculture is the main provider of this wastewater, but you also spoke about, like, household use of water, flushing down the toilet, so forth. I think a lot of people may have an issue with that. How do you get over that perception?
Well, that's a very good point. First, we should try to reuse the water in the household as much as we can. I just came from Zimbabwe, and in the rural areas of Zimbabwe, they use, we call that grey water, water that was, for instance, used in the kitchen. They use this then, again, either watering the garden or flushing the toilet if they have. Overall, technically, it's maybe important to stress it is possible to also reuse water as drinking water if it's treated to appropriate standards. One example I always like to share, because many people say, I don't want to have drinking water from wastewater. Cities like San Diego or Singapore, they do that all the time. They treat the water, reuse it, and then use it as drinking water. And together with the technology that is developed, they do a lot on awareness raising and educating the public about it, because it can be safe reused. And you mean the perception, I fully agree, we have to overcome the so-called yuck factor, the negative perception about wastewater, that it can be reused safely. In Singapore, for instance, they call it a new water, and that sounds much better than wastewater.
And you spoke about the need to treat this water, you know, to proper standards. To me, that sounds like a lot of technology, a lot of money that needs to be spent.
In general, we should treat the water for the purpose we want to use it. And not necessarily all wastewater need to be treated up to drinking water standards. If you want to reuse the water for agricultural reuse, then it's very important to enable a safe reuse and minimize the pathogens that the workers in the field are not exposed to. But it's absolutely not needed to bring it up to drinking water standard. Or if we use water to flush a toilet, then it's even a sin, you could argue, to use crystal clear drinking water purpose to just flush a toilet. And second, particularly in low-income countries, what we need is low-tech. And low-tech means that we have wastewater treatment systems that are less expensive. They need less upfront capital investment. They often utilize the natural systems, for instance, constructed wetlands. These are biological treatment possibilities by utilizing ecosystem services of this wetland. We can manage that, and that is much cheaper and equally efficient in terms of effluent water quality. So low-cost, robust technology is the way to go, certainly in the developing countries, also in the light of achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. With the costly high-tech, we will never achieve this.